Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for bringing us to your house this morning. After you have shown your grace and mercy unto us in the week that ended yesterday, we thank you very much for this privilege and opportunity again to assemble ourselves together at your feet in furtherance of our service unto you. Dear Lord, as your children that you have called, Lord, that you have opened our eyes by your grace to the message of our day. And Lord, we have also promised that as long as you have us here, we will spend our life to serve you and to worship you, and to always gather with the rest of believers to check up with our soul salvation. We are grateful and we are thankful for another opportunity today. I thank you for the blessings we have received already in the Sunday school. We pray your spirit will water that in our hearts, and may the enemy not have access to any of the blessings. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the hymns and the choruses. Thank you for special numbers. We are grateful to you. We also appreciate the testimony of your daughter that she gave in the morning. May your name be glorified. Righteous Father, we look up unto you for the rest of the service. Lord, man can do nothing except to help him. And no man can say anything that is worth saying except we say it through him. We are just like a dumb microphone. Lord, you have to speak through us before anything can come out. And we depend upon you that you do that this morning in answer to the prayers of your children. And Lord, also in fulfillment of the promise that you have made in your word, that we are two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be there in their midst. And your prophet went further to tell us that when you do, you don't come as an all-powerful or a recording angel, but you come to give strength, ability, Lord, to give returning faith to draw us closer unto you. Righteous Father, while you are doing that one, may the enemy not cheat any of us, Father. Lord, may the blessings not be robbed off from anybody. When Satan and the devil want to come in so many ways to divide the attention of any, may you fight for your children. Quicken our mortal body, quicken our spirit, quicken our soul, Father. May the blessings of today be fully our portion. Heal the sick and the afflicted, baptize souls with your spirit. You take the saints, Lord, to higher heights. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, we are asking that wherever the saints are gathered in like manner, whether in this country or in other nations of the world, may your presence be with them. Help your servants, help your people. Further your work in our lives, dear Father. At the end of the service of the day, that everyone will go out better than we are in this, at the beginning of the service. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. You can please be seated. Welcome ourselves. To a close after talking about it for about three times. This will be the fourth time now.
The Lord will be our help.
The first five verses. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 3 to verse 6. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and seeing where is the promise of his coming. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For these they willingly are ignorant of, and by the word of God the heavens were of old, and it has standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. Finally, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 15 and 16. To 17. Right. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. We've been speaking towards the closing of last year on the message of rapture, and we thought we'd get it done, but it's not done. And we've been including little time during the watch night. One of the most important information or prophecy or expectations of the believers in this age is the rapture. That is the summation of the expectation of the believers, because it is only those that will take part in this that will enjoy the rest, riches, and the benefits from God. We started the message from making a little review from the message, the second coming of the Lord. But the prophet told us that there is no hope left for the church outside of the second coming of the Lord. And if Jesus did not come physically the second time, our hopes are perished, and those that are in the grave, they are lost. And we have all men, in the words of Brother Paul, most miserable. It means we suffer here and then suffer thereafter. But this rapture is a promise of God that God made. It's a promise that God made himself. And the promise is as great as God himself that made the promise. Every man is not better than his word. Anything that comes out of God's mouth is as great as God himself that spoke it. So it is a promise that God made for the bride of Christ in this age, is the promise of the rapture. The rapture of the church. When we mention church, we are talking about the capital C church. And And then sometimes we use the word bride, because a bride is taken out of the small C church to form the capital C church, the church of Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, in this end of time. And as we just read in the scriptures, there is also a promise that there is going to be scoffers that will rise up to mock this promise, that there is nothing to eat. When the prophet was preaching this message himself, he gave us at least about 5 instances of scoffers which we have gone through, including Catholic Church calling the Bible just the history of the church. And when they mean history of the church, they mean their church. So, and they don't have respect for this book. They don't have revelation of this book. They don't have understanding of this book. It is only recently that even their members are reading it. For the ages past, only the priest, they say, has the power to read it. So the church members should do away with what is called Bible from their hand. And these fathers and the rest of them are drunkards and sinners. And there is no how a drunkard will be able to have the right inspiration or understanding when he reads this scripture. He cannot. There is no way. When you drink anything outside of water and non-alcoholic drinks, and then you are intoxicated, you come under another inspiration, another anointing. Something else pushes you. It affects your understanding, it affects your reaction, it affects your behavior, it affects everything that you do, because you are being enveloped by another spirit. And that's why the Bible says that one is a mocker. You see, those that are deceived with you, say they are not wise. So many scoffers. But scoffers, it doesn't. Now we have opened the book again, like I used to say, and eyes are beginning to close. All the time, when you see this black book, that is when I begin to close. Not the fault of the people, but the fault of those who are present, the devil. Because this is what he fights. If I'm here without this book now, any other thing, eyes will be bright. Even if I'm here for 3 hours, everybody will be alive and awake. But the moment this one comes to this place, you will just see another thing. May the Lord be our help. Irrespective of what mockers, even when mockers are mocking and scoffing, even they are thinking, it looks as if it's not even normal. For instance, those that said that the children of Israel passed through just a reed, no, and this same reed killed Pharaoh and his people. You know, they don't think well. They don't think well. One of them once said that Jesus Christ, that the thing was fake between, the crucifixion was fake between him and Pilate. Does the person even know what happened to Pilate after that judgment? Does he hear, does he even read what the wife of Pilate himself sent to him as a note while he was sitting on the judgment seat? Does he think that the person in that state cannot be in position to fake anything? When they came to meet him after the crucifixion, that after the body had been taken for burial, and said that this deceiver said, we heard him, that he said that after 3 days we raise up, say, give approval, so that we put Sister Delegate, your record, give approval, so that we will go and secure the place. You have watches, you are making it as well as you want. He was no more in position, because immediately he passed the judgment, his system was out of joint. Abraham said that he finally committed suicide. Not only that, he said there is a legend that the river in Switzerland where he committed suicide, that every Good Friday, the river boiled up with blue water to show that the blood of Pilate is rejected. His blood is on his own head. Because he has enough evidence not to go ahead with the judgment.
But the anointing on him of his where he is destined to go couldn't get out of him. He has to climb and jump through everybody. When he knew that himself said, "This man, I don't find any fault in him." In the court of the land, when that is said, what's the next thing? He discharged and acquitted. That's the word, is that not? That's what the law will say in the court. For those who want to read the law, I'm ahead of you. That's what the law says. When there is no fault against somebody, he's discharged and acquitted. You don't again ask the person, say, bring K, and then you see, give him back next books. When you have examined him further that this man is guiltless, you talk to him personally, you check all the accusations, you send him to Herod, the thief bounce back on you. All those things were done at the end of the day. Instead of you to say, look, you can choose another governor, I resign. It's a choice. Maybe he was put there by election or whatsoever. He can also step up and say, I resign. Let somebody else come and continue the case. After all, in the case of the land, they used to, judges used to recuse themselves from the thing. And say, let somebody else or send it to another court. But Pilate finally, he made the polarization. And that man that is mocking, did he also know? Did he read? Did he also know what happened when he was pierced, the utterance of the centurion, and the people that witnessed his death on the cross? What about the earthquakes? What about the darkness for 3 hours? Where was the person? Despite all this record, is he talking daggers? There is an inspiration upon everybody which is driven by the seed that is inside of them. When somebody has in him the seed of unbelief, then the person can believe anything. Some of these scoffers, but Abraham said, even ministers, the thing affected them. Of course, three kinds of believers is not only among the congregation, it's also among the ministers. We have believing ministers. We have made believe ministers. We also have ministers as unbelievers. Is that correct? Not only correct, but it's scriptural. It's scriptural. Everybody has to believe for themselves. We with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling. Work for our own salvation. We fear and trembling. May the Lord be gracious to us. The astronaut that I don't know where is something rich. Said, did he see God there? Is it the one that put him there and know the place where he must stay? Is it the one that stationed God there and know the level he must stay? Where did he reach? Is it because God was merciful to him to come down? What about if he get there and become powder? You see, may the Lord be merciful. Alright, the prophet said, despite the whatever the Catholic Church and things have to say, this world is coming to judgment. This world, whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not, whether anybody like it or not, this world is coming to judgment. This world will be judged. And then the next question is that, how is God going to judge the world? The prophet said that if God will judge the world, it's going to have a standard. In every country where they have courts, there is a constitution that is used as the basis, as the yardstick for the judgment. And God also has his own yardstick for a judgment that is coming, and that is the Bible. And the Bible is the most common book in the universe now. It's the most Muslim habit. Both the hard copy and the soft copy, they have it. Some of the people that don't believe in God, they have Bible. They have the Bible to disprove that there is no God. They use the same Bible. The people that turn into whatsoever, whether that they say it's three or they say it's whichever way, they use the same Bible. But it's because God Almighty that wrote the Bible through instrumentality of men by inspiring them with the Holy Spirit. He has concluded by saying that there are people on this earth that will hear God's word and they will never understand. He said, but for you, he was talking to the believer then, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. He said, but to others, it is not given. He said, hearing with their ear, they will never understand. These people are human beings like myself and yourself. Blood and water is running their body. The day they were born, people came to congratulate their mothers. Like Judas, when he was born, there was congratulations. No, no, that the serpent seed is born. If they have known that this one that they are congratulating the mother is the one that will betray the Lord of glory, they will not have maybe greeted the mother. Jesus said of him, it is better if he was not born. It would have been better if he was not born. Amen. I don't want to go further there. May the Lord be gracious unto us. So the prophet said that the yardstick of God to judge the world is this Bible. He will use any church. He will use our church. As fine as anybody may think. He will use our church. And he will not use anybody's church. The standard of God is the word of God. So that is why God in mercy made this word available to everybody. So that everybody will read it. And that is why also God Almighty has given a special provision for children who did not read the age of accountability. So that they don't have the time to be able to read it themselves and understand it themselves or listen to it and understand it. But as the blood of Christ is standing for those ones. If they die at that age, the prophet said that they have automatic ticket to heaven. Amen. Somebody asked the prophet further that, would they be in the rapture if they die? Abraham said that is due, that will be all to predestination. If any of them is predestinated to be in the rapture, it will be. But if they are not predestinated to be in the rapture, they will be in heaven. Which means that they will be among those that will populate the new earth. Amen. Now, the prophet told us that, of course, the setting of the scripture in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 is first of all the revelation of Jesus Christ himself. And that book of Revelation put an end to the teaching of three gods. Went for a program yesterday, that thing used to be sweet in their mouth. In the name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, the name of God the Holy Spirit. You know, the way they will say with sweetness. And if it is some churches, they will also have to use to make the sign of the cross. You can make sign of cross 100 times a day. It doesn't make any difference. What we are saying is that. Is that the scripture? Is that the revelation of God? It is not. The Bible is here, very simple. And the Almighty God himself that inspired this Bible to be written, he has said that it is of no private interpretation. When you go to the theological schools and the seminaries, the people that are lecturers there, they are sinners. The people that God used to write the Bible, they were not sinners. They were holy men of God, the Bible said. And they wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So if they were holy men and they wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, how can sinners now come and interpret correctly what these holy men have written? It will never work. God walks in a straight course. It doesn't change his standard. It doesn't change his nature. It doesn't change his ways. Everything blends together. So he had determined by himself that he's going to use his own prophets to interpret this scripture. And that he did wonderfully in our own generation. Because this is the capping of everything. This is the last age. This is the last group of people that will live on earth. The people that will make this rapture, they are physically on earth now. Even the 144,000 Jews, they are also physically on earth now. Because immediately after the rapture, the prophet said, it remains 3.5 years. And during that 3.5 years, is when this 144,000 has got to be saved. And the prophet said that they have tried to clean these people off the earth, the Jews. He said, but they will never be able to do it. That's the word the prophet used. Say, they will never be able to you. With that assurance, let every country in the world face only Israel. Forget about how many ammunition they have. We are talking about the supernatural working of the supernatural God. When the arms of flesh, where it ends, where it fails, when it cannot survive, the Almighty God will descend and do the job himself. Can the people read the scriptures? How many battles is it that God told them that don't even do anything in this matter? I will take up the matter. When a letter of mockery and scoffing was sent to Ezekiel the king in the scripture, and he ran to the prophet and bring the letter to the house of God and laid the letter that we God used to like that attitude so well. God sent message to the prophet, to the king. He said, don't bother yourself. He said, this man will not even put his feet in this place. Neither will he be able to shoot an arrow here. I will do the battle myself. That's all. The angel just descended that evening and just walked in the midst of his people. Is it 180,000 or 185,000 people? They slept, they did not wake up. That's all. Nobody shoot them. Nobody poison them. Nobody do anything. The air we are breathing in, God is the owner of it. He's the one that supplied this air that we are breathing inside. The air that you use those 2,000 to breathe in through oxygen, if you are sick to that level. We breathe it freely. If he sees, that is all. If God does not supply breeze to this place now, for 20 minutes, all of us will be caught. That's all. But people, unbelievers, they don't know anything. They just talk. And we don't need to bother ourselves with those ones. They are distractions for those who does not believe. But we that believe, it doesn't bother us anything. Glory be to God. We have the church ages in chapters 2 and 3 in the book of Revelation. When the church ages ended, as God was telling John to write the letters to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, to Laodicea. When the letters ended, then he saw a door open in heaven, Revelation 4:1. And he heard a voice say, come up hither. Let me show you the things that will come after this. And the prophet said, John, the revelator, he represents the bride. And he said, it's a type of the bride. That coming up either, it shows the rapture. That after the church age will end, then the rapture of the church will take place. It is only the prophet that went into all this. Denomination doesn't know all these words. They have their own theories about different things. You find out that every year they are mending because when they find out that the thing hit another thing that doesn't flush, he hit another one doesn't flush, then they come and do another amendment and the words about. God has a perfect answer for everything. Amen. The prophet told us that this rapture is only for the bride. Only for the bride. I will read something here. Or maybe I should cook up and read it now. Let's it come to the time and I now forget. Let me read it now. The prophet said that
anoint the devil. Something that I have in front of me, but let me, paragraph 58 of questions and answers of 64 0823 in the morning, or question 240 in the COD. I just want to read paragraph 58 there. It starts from paragraph 55, but I want to read just this paragraph. If, now the first thing happens when we are resurrected. The ones which are living will just remain. The resurrection will set in first. The resurrection of those that are asleep. There will be an awakening time. And those which are asleep in the dust now, not those that are sleeping in sin. This is where I'm really coming to. Because they will sleep right on. Sometimes the denomination also preach about the rapture, and the congregation holder and shout and things like that, with women with trousers. They also preach about the rapture. They don't have understanding of what we are talking about. The thing rapture we are talking about is America, that you travel to and come back. When we are talking about the rapture, we are talking about human beings that are part of God before, going to meet God and to unite with Him. The Bible says that when we shall see Him, we shall be like Him. Anything that is not the same material with Him can never be attached to Him. Brother Abraham showed all these things very simple. That it's not the pastor that will say, you wait, you go. No. No matter how much the pastor love anybody or whatsoever, he just trusting God for himself. He cannot wait somebody else. He cannot say you enter you. No. So if I am wrong, it doesn't bother you at all. The prophet went to a construction company, and no, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. When he got to the place, the man said, unfortunately, he didn't know that Abraham is going to learn something here. Where they have, they work with iron, they work with shavings, they work with plastic, different things. And then he pressed a button, and then a big magnet come down, and small pieces of iron gathered, jump, bang, 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 bang. The thing typified the rapture exactly. Jump, all like that. So that. Then the prophet has a question. What about the wooden materials and the plastic? The man answered, they are not the same material. Prophet said, glory to God. Then, what I see other pieces of iron too that I asked, why did they go? The man said, they are bolted down. There is no partiality in rapture. You have the Holy Ghost again. Glory to God. Shalom. The prophet says, I cannot swear to it. We know that by their fruits we shall know them. If the Holy Spirit is there, it will live the life of God. It will live holy. Anything, the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am also holy. In other words, if you are not holy, don't think about the rapture. The rapture is not for unholy people, it's for people that are holy. And it is not self-righteousness of those who want to match hands. There is a power inside that will operate it automatically, that will make you to live as God's word wants you to live. There is a power that, just like you kick your car, is going. It's because of the mechanism. The engine and the part, everything is doing their own part. The fuel is supplied. The water is doing its own part. It's cooling what's supposed to cool. The fan is working. Everything is working like that. And then the vehicle is moving. May God be merciful unto us.
The Holy Ghost is not what you get in December. In January, it vanishes. Hey! When the Holy Ghost actually is there, it's there! It's there!
Alright. I'm going to do a small review before I finish. May God be merciful to me. The people that are called the bride of Christ, the prophet said it is like he used himself. He said his son that is now that now fellowship together. He said while he was the age of 16, he said this his son was inside of him. Only that he has not gotten to the level to see the son manifested because he has to go through some process, then the son will come out, then they will now have fellowship. And thank God it's plain here. All the men that have children here, have boys children, whatever, you can see them. If Rabbi has come with the two boys, you will see, even if he's not there, if you see the two boys, you know that this one is Brother Bayo's children. And it happens many of the people here, when you see them, even if you are not even knowing, you know the father very well. Are you so present? He will say yes. Why? There is a resemblance. Now the prophet said the bride of Christ, he said before the world begun that they are the God is so clear, they are in the gene of their father. They are inside the gene. So when they come out, he said because God himself is the word. He said, these people that come out is also the world. Each person is, because God has got the allocation of the age they will all come out. Whichever age they will come out, it is the portion of the world of that age that is inside of them. Before the children of Noah were born and the wife and the rest of them, something has been buried inside of them that a day, when you are asked to enter the ark, you have to enter the ark. Even though they be in silent, but when they start hearing that voice, the thing registers. He says because it is the same family. Is it every family that agree with the parents today? I disagree with my father upon religious basis. Many of us disagree with our parents. But when it comes to this one, these spiritual children of God, they don't disagree with their father. The prophet says it is word on top of word. It is the same material. That is what actually makes it easy for each person to believe what they are believing. It's not easy to believe God. It's not easy to believe the Bible. There are stories there that if you are not a believer, you will scratch your head. There are professors who will talk about them, about these stories in the Bible, they will laugh. Was it not somebody that was that put the skeleton of a whale on the bonnet of a car and was talking? He happened to talk at the wrong time because Abraham was nearby. And then he took his staple. He was mentioning the says, look, the people said that it was the way that swallowed Jonah. Can you see the wheat? Can this one contain a human being? This and that. Brother Abraham said, that one was too much for me. He said, you did not read the scripture right. The Bible said that God prepared a way. The God that said that that plan that a whale is going to swallow Jonah. Did he not know the size of Jonah? Did he not know the size of the whale to prepare? What are you saying? Because the people who are dullard, their reasoning power is dead. There is something inside of the believers of public age that even what they don't understand, they still believe it. There is something, it's a deposit. Is a power. You can't explain it. There's no how you can borrow somebody. Can't you see what I'm saying? He can't see it. We are not talking of these two eyes where everybody has now. There is another internal eyes that Jesus said, blessed are your eyes. He's not talking of this one we use to watch so that we don't stumble. It's another eyes. It's the spiritual sight. It is blessed are those eyes that can see. Many have this one, they don't see anything. Amen. The prophet Matthew with his eagle story.
which they are familiar with. Wherever God children, it doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter the country. It doesn't matter the tribe. It doesn't matter whatsoever. If there is a need for war to scatter everybody in that location, if the word of God will not come to that place, God will do something. A war can break out and scatter them. And make this elect to go to the place where they will hear the word. Then later they will now understand why that war broke out. The very reason why the war broke out is that this, it may be only two people, is that they will have access to the war. God walk in mysterious ways. It's wonder to perform. You can't beat God. No way, no way. He's a perfect designer. Oh, merciful God. Glory to God. How do we become a member of this bride? Very simple. Robert told us in the Seven Church Age book, around page 152, thereabout, about the call. How God does the calling. The calling of God, they are supernatural. It's not natural. That is, I don't know whether that woman is in here. Somebody came to my house some weeks past. I don't know why she's in church today, but I expect her to be in church. And they were narrating their experience about the message. The husband first of all saw the message. I'm looking at the husband now. I don't know whether the wife is here. And the wife, she remained a critic and antagonist. Because they have Muslim background. Say one day, she just woke up in the night. And saw as if the ceiling was splitted and open like this. And she was looking at the sky. And then she had something called her name. And say, I am Jesus. Say, all these things you are trying to find is the truth. That is when she done truth. I'm not talking, telling you a story from Jamaica. This one I was told one first added. At least I can't see the sister now, but the husband I'm looking at her. God walk in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. There is none of his elect at all cost that can never be missing. Because that will render God to be an impotent man, a man that is not complete, handicapped. God can never be handicapped. Because the members of the body of Christ, they fall from the neck to the toe. Why Christ is the head. Whether you are part of this finger, if anything is cut off from this finger, the person is not complete. He's not complete. Not to talk of if the whole finger is removed. The person becomes nine finger person. And they can even use it to abuse you. At some serious time. He said, look, let the people that even have complete body, if you talk first. Let's first of all, no. Let the people that have complete body, let them talk. Let us leave the people that are handicapped below this eyes. When you are hearing something like that, man, you know the thing is you. They don't mention your name, but you that you know that it is, you begin to have your hand inside the pocket. If it is an embarrassment, a shame to a vaunter, to be incomplete, what about the almighty God that created everything? For you to show that when God does something, you see miracles in the time of the prophet. People without leg. And God will create the leg back. People without eyeball. And God will create the eyeball back. People that cancer have eaten the lungs. A new lung will be put there. He's the creator. Why will he himself now come and be handicapped? It's impossible. Every member of the body of Christ, wherever they are, how to bring them out? It's not a problem to God. It's not a problem to God. Some people will say, the message is very hard. It's not hard for the elect. It's not hard. Look at the subjects you do in school. Some people say mathematics is so hard. For some people, that is their delight. They want you to bring any hard mathematics. When they will settle down with it, just like when you are eating pap and with it, they are finishing it. How do you do it? How do you know it? It cannot be explained. It's a deposit that God has given to them. Go to any other subject. Why some are crying and say that nobody can understand that thing. Somebody can. Yes, somebody can. Somebody that God give the key. He will understand. What are you talking about? That is how the message is. That is how the scripture is. It is Jehovah God that give it to each person. Amen. You repent, and the mystery of repentance is one of the deep mysteries I used to think about. It is not in the power of man to repent. I was talking with somebody recently. By the time they catch you, steal this mic, and you have been stealing mics before, they now catch you stealing one mic, you now say, okay, I repent. That repent, you say, maybe it's for fellowship. Only God can believe you. For mortar, it's very difficult. You know why? The repentant that is repentant, it is Jehovah God. Acts 2:37. When they were hearing the word of God, their hearts were pricked. That is the genuine repentance. When the heart of somebody is pricked, it is Jehovah God that touched the heart of the person. When it touches your heart, you repent yourself. You will weep. If you see somebody, you bring it back. Because the thing becomes harmless to you. When you are stealing it under the anointing of the stealing, this one will look like gold to you. You steal. But by the time this spirit of repentance comes upon you, this one will be like dung to you. It's smelly, you don't even want to see it. That is how repentance is. But when they pursue you here, pursue you here before you finally own up after you have done, that there's no now way to of defense again, no way to now dodge. And I say, okay, actually, it is true. The rest is in the hand of God. I tell you, it's in the hand of God. In most cases, those people were. Until you come to a point of excellence, God dealing with you and you break down in repentance. I am telling you, you are not making any progress. Amen. When you repent genuinely and you submit yourself for water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only way that everyone that was baptized in the scripture were ever baptized in obedience to the instruction of Jesus Christ. When that happens to you, you are going to feel something happen to you. You are going to feel a burden lifted. You are going to feel a load lifted. And a joy and happiness will set inside. The things you look at, when you look at them different now, you will hate the atmosphere that you have before. It is possible if the repentance was really genuine and your heart was really broken before God. Rabbi said it is possible that same moment to receive the Holy Ghost. That's a prophet. If your faith does not reach that level, then you have to continue on and keep yourself in a sanctified state. Abraham said, you hold to the horns of the altar. Change your friendship. Change your association. Change the things that you are dealing with. And then create a godly atmosphere around yourself. That is the only way to receive the Holy Ghost. But by the time you continue to, you know, a man come to the prophet one day and say, I don't know what to do with my son. He said, everything he just sees, just pick it. The things that are not his own. Brother Abraham said, you don't need to go far. He's associated with a thief. is associating with a thief. When you are associating with a thief, you'll be a thief. You are associating with an unclean person, you'll be unclean yourself. The Bible says, with a furious man, thou shalt not go. That is the scripture. You got to create an atmosphere. That atmosphere is what we actually, God Himself. Abraham told us, if you want God to come to you, do house cleaning. Is that correct? Do house cleaning. Why are you doing house cleaning? Because there are some atmosphere that God loves to be in. And there are some ungodly atmosphere that God does not like to be in. So it's very simple to become a Christian. If you are serious. But if you are not serious, now you shall be. When the rapture happens, which is only one batch, there is no second batch of rapture. The apple like this, when you look at that, of course, in a few minutes you know that something has happened. Because the Holy Spirit that everybody is presently enjoying is influenced now. It is seized immediately. Immediately the rapture happens, the Holy Spirit leaves the act. No single prayer will be answered. The drug that we are swallowing now is the presence of the Holy Spirit that is making them to walk. You can swallow as many drugs as possible when the rapture happens. It will never do any work. And sickness will not even be hastening to kill you that time. You will enjoy the time. Amen. We are speaking about the rapture. One of our sons said, he said, I am thinking of the rapture. In our blessed home on high. When the redeemed are gathering in, the time is getting close. And we have to talk about them. The purpose of this sermon is not altogether for head knowledge. The purpose of this sermon is for us to know how to prepare and to check ourselves whether we are moving in the line of those who are going in the rapture. To see where we are. To see whether there is anything that we need to drop or we need to cut off whatsoever so that nothing hinders us. That is the purpose of this message. Not just for head knowledge, to say that I know how everything will happen. Many teachers say we teach it straight from head to toe without missing anything. Arrange it, even one that the prophet arranged it. The arrangement we are doing now is not only in one sermon. It's scattered in so many sermons. And you can arrange it from head to toe. After this one, this one will happen. After this one, this one will happen. And you get it 100%. But the person may not go. Because he's able to arrange this, it's not the assurance that he will make it. Amen. Immediately after the church age, of course, the rapture takes place. And the prophet also used Enoch to type it for us. The seven from Adam. We don't want to go into that one again. We take my time. Because you know how the name of K was deleted from that place and set as a replacement of Abel. If Abel were to be alive, he will have been listed next. Cain will have been jumped. Abel will have been listed next. But because Cain was king, and then Seth replaced Abel. Then the Bible from Adam to Seth to this to that to that. Number seven, Enoch. Like we read the other time, Genesis 5, Luke 3, and Jude, verse 14. Everywhere the scripture is painting the same picture. I will now look for K. Where are we going to find him? Brother K. We went to see him in First John. That has a different father. He's of the wicked one. Denominations today are still with their drawing of how a snake. A snake put up in the mouth and a sea talking. You try it now. This artist that drew it, he says you try it. Put apple in your mouth and then talk to somebody and see whether you can mutter one word out. Anything without revelation, you see a flaw in it. Even though the people are getting to a point now that they, some of them know what is the forbidden fruit. But they didn't know it to the extent of Cain coming out of the act between the serpent and Eve. And some, even to the time of the prophet, they were even annoyed with the doctrine of the serpent's seed. Sometimes I think, why are you serpent's seed? But why are you annoyed with the doctrine? But the Bible says it plainly now, in the time of Jesus Christ, both John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, they called the people vipers, generation of vipers. Who is a viper? A serpent. Matthew 13 explained everything. Go back and forth, Old New Testament. It's very clear. So why are you anointed? A minister was simply saying that it was an hermit that gave Abraham that revelation. Not knowing that the pillar of fire would reveal it to the prophet. And he was seated when Abraham was now preaching. Say, with all these people will say that it is hermit that gave me that revelation. And he thought to look at the brother. When you are dealing with a prophet, you have got to be careful. Because the folly will be made manifest. Amen. Yeah, the prophet said that this rapture we are talking about, we talk about, I'm just going now, just trying to be fast. 1 hour already. Is the Lord himself that does these three things? The scripture is clear. Verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the throne of God. So the prophet said that it is the Lord himself that does the three things. And then he broke the three things to us. First of all, a shout. And then ask the question, what is the shout? He says, it is this message that is going forth. And what is the message doing? The message is gathering the bride. Let me just try and read like one paragraph and move forward. I know that when he is preaching it, there will be people that will be murmuring in their heart that is attributing the thing to himself now. You see, there is... You may not just believe how things just change. When Abraham left the scene, to see how majority just turn against the message. Of course, it's the fulfillment of the dream of Juno Jackson. You know, Jackson said, Brother Abraham, in his own dream that was related in SARS, is it the end of the time? Say, I saw you that something like gold, something like the proverb hit your hand, and you should rip the top of a mountain off. And then you asked us, there was a white stone inside, like granite. And there were writings on it. You said that sun never shined on this one before. And you said, look on this. And you know, Jesse said, when you have given the instruction, then you slip out, you are going towards the west. He said, then I use the corner of my eye to look. I saw you are going and you are going. If said it's not if you obey the instruction. Maybe it was a understand that dream but no come and declare it. But since his dream is part of the dream, he has to come and tell it anyhow. Because God will not allow him to rest if he did not come and recant the dream. He said, immediately you left, he said, some people went this way, some went this way, some went this way. Only few were behind to look at it. Only few. Instruction is simple. Look at this, not look at me. The prophet throughout, he was pointing out to the message, not himself. Look at this. Even if your Jason said, did not look at the thing where he was. Now, Abraham, they look. They will get it in that. You ask me what is interpretation? I don't know. I don't know. That GT, I'm telling you, I read it in the page. You can also read it. It's in your subject. May the Lord be our help. The message that is going forth, that is the shout. The Lord descending with a shout. With a shout.
I mean, just want to read one paragraph or so, then.
All right. Paragraph 141. The message is rapture. The first thing comes when he starts descending from the heaven, there is a shout. What is it? It's a message to get the people together. A message comes first. Comes forth first. Now, lamb shaming time. Remember Matthew 25. When there were 10 virgins. The Bible says five of them were wise. He said, but five were foolish. What made them foolish? They didn't have oil in their lamp. Okay, I can see the sister now. God bless you. Then he said, five were foolish. No oil in their lamp. And because the bridegroom tarried, the people slept. When the bridegroom came, then there was a shout went forth. He said, rise and trim your lamps. That is the lamps that has oil inside. They are the ones that will be trimmed. Those that have their lamp and there was no oil inside, all the effort to trim it, there was nothing trimmable there. Nothing trimmable there. This message is coming, is more than coming to church. It's more than singing. It's more than shouting. It's more than dancing. Which all those ones are wonderful. All of them give glory to God. But it is more than that. Rise and trim your lamps. What? What watch was that? The seventh. Not the sixth. The seven. Behold the bridegroom coming. Rise and trim your lamps. And they did. Some of them found they didn't even have oil in their lamp. See? But it is lamp trimming time. This is the time for everyone to be sure that they have oil in their lamp. Are you sure that you have oil in your lamp? Let us be plain. What is that oil? It's the Holy Spirit. If it is in your lamp, in your heart, it will manifest this world. The life that will be coming out of you, it will be void of what is in Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19 to 21. In simple terms. The Bible says here, the works of the flesh are manifest, they which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do certain shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you have any of those things, 1, 2, 3 inside of you, and you say that you are ready for the rapture, you are deceiving yourself. Is this written in German? Is it written in Greek? Is it written in English? Is it in Yoruba? Even if you have another language and you want it translated, it will be translated to you. It's very clear and simple. When you see those for 70 in number and such like, that is etc. 70 are listed there. etc. If those things are manifesting inside of you on daily basis, on weekly basis, glory to God, we are waiting for it. You are deceiving yourself. Brother Paul said, if anyone thinks himself to be what is not, is there a difference that he deceived the bad part? When you go to the next verse of that Galatians 5:22-23, say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. A sinner cannot have peace except your heart have been seared with iron rod. When you do wrong, there is an internal conscience that will be pricking your heart. Small time you may have peace, the thing will boost again. You remember that? Remember that? Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. You live free, no condemnation. The Bible says to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. They are the member of the bride. The prophet said that sin will be as dead to you as midnight. You don't need anybody to monitor your movement. The Holy Spirit is the one that monitors your movement. This girl that is in Kampasha, I don't know how she's living. If she has not received the Holy Ghost, she is living in sin. Let me bring the in between. If she has not received the Holy Ghost, and she's daily fasting and yearning, giving prayer requests, constantly waiting on God, you will know. If it's a girl, mommy, I hope you are praying for me. This and that. Daddy, don't forget to pray for me. Raise request for me in church. And things like that. This and that. All the deficits that God can help me. You will know. But when you just see silence, when you want to come and visit me, just let me know so that I can. If you want to see sin, the prophet said, the nature of a sinner is sin. You're drinking like water. And there is no condemnation. You are just there like that. The condemnation is the church man. No, Brother Bram say he preached a sermon that he titled Disappointment at the Judgment. The religious man, the religious woman, who is living a double life, hypocritical life. He lives fine in church, he lives something else somewhere. That is a hypocrite. That is the man that will face disappointment at the judgment. The man that thinks is right. Let me tell you that God does not take 90%. God wants 100%. Then you now ask me, does it mean that somebody will never make mistake? Somebody will make mistake. Mistake is not sin. If you make mistake, maybe you say something like this, something freaky. That is it really correct? I'm not sure. Even if you get home before you remember, tell the person that I'm not sure. In the beginning of your Christianity, Satan might try to bring those things for some time. By the time you do the right thing a little while, you will break through. That thing will no more happen again. You will be stable. A plate, when it is to go from the ground, is first revving and start taxing, When he's about to leave, you will see he increases his speed. He feels like this one. Off he goes. Breaking through the sand barrier. He gets to a point. He just balances out. When he's perfectly silent, he's going at the speed of some hundreds and whatever per hour, kilometers an hour. From here to Uyo, about 1 hour, few minutes, the plane is there. You try it by road. See how many days. See how many days it take. May the Lord be our one. The prophet said the bride, as you said last time, is not only just forgiven, but is justified. The record is clear. As the prophet said in the bridge, the fact with the other that everything you do wrong, not intentionally, but by mistake, with Satan, even the one you have done before. The prophet said that all of them is bundled and handed on top of Satan. He is the one that will suffer for it in the lake of fire. He is seeing you as sinless. There is a daily sacrifice on the altar for you, an atonement. Any mistake, because this place is full of traps, the prophet says so. Anyone that ever catch you whatsoever, no matter how small or anything, God come on the scene. We don't believe in foolishness of I can live the way I like. The prophet said, me myself, since I become a Christian, I've always lived the way I like. He said, but I can assure you that once you are a Christian, you will live like a Christian. Because the Holy Spirit will never go on sabbatical leave. He will not go on any leave. He does not travel. He does not sleep. It's not like the gods of the Balaam and the rest of them that Elijah has to mock them and say, shout, because he might be sleeping. Or maybe he's pursuing. Our God is not like that. Our God is always at work. His eyes are wide open. Not only that one, he apportions his angels that accompany you anywhere you are going. Though you don't see them with your physical eye, but they are there. Brabham says that the world said and come. They don't go and come and go and come. They are there. You say, what about when I have pain? They are there also. What about when I'm sick? They are also there. They don't go anywhere. No matter the situation, there is reason for anything that come our way. We are not here by ourselves. We are not here by accident. We are not here by chance. God brought us here and for a purpose. And that purpose is rightly on daily basis. It will come to full maturity. Glory be to God. The three raptures in the Old Testament. Prophets and three raptures in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we have the first rapture that Enoch took him. Genesis 5:24. We have that of Elijah in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. And then we have that of Jesus Christ himself that he took. It's recorded in Acts 1:9, Mark 16:19, and Luke 24:51. The prophet said, is the key between the Old and the New Testament. Is the one that sealed the Old Testament part of the rapture. He went up, and there were witnesses looking at him when he was going up. He went up. That's one of the scriptures. See, while he was talking to the disciples, they were parted, and as he was being carried to heaven. The other scripture I put is also, we saw it. Acts 1:19, the angels came to talk to the disciples. What are you, why are you standing there gazing to heaven? Say, this Jesus Christ you see going to heaven, he will come back in like manner as you see him go to heaven. Amen. In the New Testament, the prophet said there are also three raptures prophesied. One has happened, which is the Old Testament 6. When Christ was on the cross, And before he yielded up the ghost, the Bible says he screamed with a loud voice. As he screamed like this one, the saints that are in the grave, they woke. The voice woke them up. Remember that it is the same Lord that does the great things. They woke. The prophet said, he made reference to St. John 11, the resurrection of Lazarus. He said, Lazarus' name was specified. That is why only Lazarus comes forth. But in this Matthew 27, because the name of one person was not specified, Jesus Christ screamed with a loud voice, every saint in the grave, they woke up. Is the voice of the resurrection. Prophet says, if he has not mentioned Lazarus in that time, or there would have been a general resurrection. But at this time, the same voice that gave the shout, is the same voice that he used to scream. And when he screamed the Old Testament, that voice is familiar. There are something magnetic that is, they woke out of their sleep. If I hide under this place, or let's say people are plenty here, and something cover all of us from head to toe, and we are up to about 20 here, and the congregation is there. When I speak, my children know my voice. They can distinctly say that that's daddy speaking. When Brother Joseph will speak, the children, as small as they are, they know their daddy's voice very clear. They will say that is daddy. If Brother Joseph speak, the same thing will happen. If Pastor speak, the same thing will happen. If Brother Femi speak, the same thing will happen. Brother Uri that taught the Sunday school, if he speak, the same thing will happen. Everybody or evangelist, the same thing. Everybody know their father's voice. It's coming a time. Like Brother Paul said, if a matter attained unto the resurrection of the dead, Brother Abraham said, he meant or it should be written out resurrection from among the dead. Because that is the first resurrection. That first resurrection, this same voice that brought this shout. Which is the message? Not the voice of William R. Branham. William R. Branham was just a hall, a body, borrowed by God to use. He is not the voice, it is the voice of Christ himself that we shout at that time that we wake the saints, the voice that will be the voice that will wake the saints up. The saints of this our generation. And those that cover from the New Testament to this time, they will all wake up. How many are they? I don't know. But they rise. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse, that will be the second resurrection in the New Testament. There is another resurrection still promised in Revelation. Chapter 11, verse 7 to 12. That is during the time of Moses and Elijah. And the prophet says, I mean, the Bible says, when they have finished their testimony, that's their preaching, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overpower them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city. We spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Where is that? Jerusalem. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them we saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. And their enemies beheld them. That's the last rapture that is promised. That's the third rapture in the New Testament. We have three in the Old Testament. We have three in the New Testament. Amen. Out of six, four is already passed. Two is outstanding. One is the one that concerns us, that is tearing us on the face. He can come anytime. The prophet before he left, he said, I don't see anything left but the coming of the Lord. Glory to God. Now, when the rapture, those who are asleep, when they wake and when our bodies are changing, the prophet said that we meet each other first and greet each other. Then another sermon, the prophet said, we are going to see ourselves that we will not be wondering whether somebody make it or somebody did not make it. Because when we are seeing ourselves, we are going to know ourselves at that time. Not only that, of course, everybody will first be concerned about their loved ones. But there is going to be a supernatural introduction. But let me read this quote quickly. Testimony, the message testimony 1963, 11, 28 in the morning. Testimony, preach. 1963, November 28th in the morning, paragraph 6 to 8. There is something in it that you feel on the inside of you. Your emotions pulsating. Know that the kingdom of God is near at hand. All these things that we have talked about and wondered about is now fixing to take place. Some of us may fall asleep before that time comes, but that will not prevent our resurrection because it gives the privilege of coming before those are changed. The trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain. Did you notice the order of the resurrection? Shall be caught up together with them. We meet each other before we meet him. Say, we meet each other before we meet him. Be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. See, he is God. And then when he wants to be worshipped, that is what his very nature is to be worshipped, because he is God. And he knows if you are there, be looking out of the corner of your eye, see if the other one is there. But, and then it wouldn't be the complete way of free worship. When we stand there, we know we have met each other first, and greeted each other, and then to stand by him who caught it all and sent the sons of redemption. As Brother Jack has many times made the statement, when angels encircle the earth with bowed heads, not knowing what we are talking about, see, because they never be redeemed, but we have to be redeemed, and how we will crown him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Glory to God. Let me read quickly the 10 virgins and 144,000 Jews, paragraph 136 and 137. Then we proceed. Right. Say, we don't meet him first. We meet one another first. The Bible said in Ephesians 5th chapter, he said, for we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord down here shall not prevent or hinder those which are asleep. Them precious ones that see their testimony with their blood, not prevent or hinder those that are asleep, for the trumpet will sound, something will take place. The gospel, something will sound, the announcing of his coming. And the dead in Christ shall rise forth, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. Standing and feel a change come on. The gray hair go out. The wrinkles fall away. Be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, and we shall meet our loved ones first. There is Mama, Papa, There is my body. Oh, hallelujah. We are ready. And then together with them that were dead, says the scripture, we will come up in the air to meet the Lord. The order of the coming. Oh, to see that old daddy of man. Oh, glory to God. This is the daddy that never believed the gospel throughout. Only at his 2-3 minutes before he go. There are things we don't know. There are things we don't know. That case always baffles me. I tell you. It's something we don't know. It's not in our hands. It's in his hands. The man that had the privilege of giving back to the messenger of the age, that the pillar of fire came into their little hut, that saw a lot of things like that, but it was given to drinking and the rest of it. Even make guests of his son several times. Say that's the only CC I produce. That's the only CC. That one will not drink. It is CC, Abraham. Not to drink. He's a CC. And because of this little quest, Abraham one day says, give me this. How can you call me a CC? Me? I'm a man. You are not a man. As if gravity, the pillar of fire came down. And rush the thing, his hand begin to shake like this. He dropped it and ran away. Because this same pillar of fire has met him somewhere. And he knew that he has spoken that don't drink, don't smoke, and don't defile your body with women. Because you have a job to do when you grow old. And we still say that to our young ones today. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't defile your body with men or women. God wants to use your life for a testimony to the glory of his name. Keep your body sanctified. See them all loved ones that is went down in the faith yonder to meet them. See the sweetness of God. Knowing if we met him for we wonder. Was mama in it? Did mama finally make it? We have preached so hard. We have tried. Was he here? Is Uncle Joe here? Is brother so-so here? Is so-and-so? See, Lord, we love you. We love you. First, we are going to meet one another. Oh, no wondering about it. We are all there. Glory to God. This is the time we are waiting for the general family reunion. All the believers that have gone, we'll meet them at this time. We embrace them. That time there's no restriction between men and women. Because the senses of that one feeling is gone. All of them will have a separate body this time around. We embrace each other the same, no feeling, not even a thought. Or that in a woman I want to embrace. No. We all come in the same sex because we are all female to Christ. He's the only male. Oh, glory to God. It will be wonderful at that time. It's not something you should just maybe be thinking. It's not something to miss. It's something to work at. It's something to lay yourself before him. Oh, man. The prophet said, we have a convocation before the rapture. That is from where I read one paragraph the other time, but let me quickly, because I think the question and answer 240. Somebody asked the question, say, will the bride be gathered together in one place as the rapture, or will it be in the west? The prophet said, no. It don't have to be there. That is, it doesn't have to be in the west. COD 240, question 240. I want people to follow that right across. You can see. Question 240. No, it don't have to be there. No, it's N-O-P-E. Right. Good. Yeah. No, it don't have to be there. That is, it doesn't have to be in the west. Yeah. Now to the first question there, will the bride be gathered in one place at the rapture? The prophet says, yes, the bride will be gathered together in one place. That is true. But not until the resurrection. See, for we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord. Ephesians, know that we just read now. We which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, in bracket, or hinder those which are asleep. Universally. For the trumpet of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And we shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. Therefore, the bride will all be together when it goes to meet the Lord. See, it will be together. But it don't necessarily mean they all have to be sitting in one place like this, because the bride is sleeping in the dust of the earth around the world, from the Arctic to the tropics, from the east to the west, and from the north to the south. Jesus said, when the Son of Man shall appear, why, it will be like the light that shines from the east even unto the west. The whole thing, there will be a resurrection, a rapture, and away it will go. And before it ever go up to meet it, watch the wisdom of the Lord. Now let's say, for instance, I'm saying this through thoughts of grace and faith in the world, that I say, we, I'm throwing myself in with you all, and with the whole body of Christ universally, I believe that. When I say we, then I mean by grace, I believe it. By faith, I believe it in grace, that we will be among those that will be caught up. Amen. Whether the one that is asleep or the one that their bodies are changed, the prophet is putting himself inside, and by the grace of God, I put myself inside, that we shall be caught up. Now the first thing happens when we are resurrected, the ones which are living we just see remain. The resurrection will set in force. Those who are alive, it is not their bodies that will be changed first. It is those that are asleep that will be waking first. Before the bodies of those that are alive will now be changed. The resurrection of those that are asleep, there will be a awakening time. And those which are asleep in the dust now, not those that are asleep in sin, because they sleep right on. So don't sleep in sin. Because we don't know when that time shall come. If you think that you will be living the way you like now, and before you go that something will happen, Brother Brown said that God is not a magician. He just do something like rule like that and then bring you out where he says. It doesn't work like that. Those that will have their accounts, like the thief on the right hand, like Charles Graham that we just talked about, they did those things unconsciously. They never made up their mind that they want to live their life in sin and then have the last minute opportunity. Amen. When you have the opportunity to hear the word of God, hear it and carry it out. There is balm in Gilead that can cleanse somebody and that can make somebody holy and pure. Those ones, they sleep right on, they don't awake for another 1,000 years. But those who are sleeping in the dust, that is those in Christ now, will be awakened first. These corruptible bodies will put on incorruption in the rapturing grace of the Lord. And then we will all get together. And when they begin to get together, then we which are alive and remain shall be changed. These mortal bodies will not see death, but just of a sudden, there will be like a sweep go over us, and you are changed. You just feel a supernatural breeze, then the bodies are changed. These mortal bodies, okay, then you are turned back like Abraham was, from an old man to a young man, and from an old woman to a young woman. What is this sudden change? And after a while, you are traveling like a thought. You don't need no plane, no vehicle. If they want to tie the road, now they're sabi. Even both the road and the vehicle, there are no money needed. The plane is no more needed. You don't need visa for this one. The only visa for this one is the Holy Spirit. You are sure you have the Holy Spirit in you. You have the visa for rapture. When you are sure that you have the Holy Spirit in you. Amen. And you can see those then who are already resurrected. In that change that happened, one, you are traveling like a thought. Then you also now can see those that are already resurrected. Others won't see it. Those who are not changed, they won't see them. What an hour! Then we'll gather with them and then be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. It's not necessary if your uncle is buried down in southern Kentucky. If he has to be brought up in Indiana or buried in Indiana, has to be taken to southern Kentucky. No matter where he is, them are dead in the sea shall rise from the sea. You see how we hear that? It's the business of the Creator. Those that were destroyed in that arena and eaten up by lions, those who are thrown in the fiery furnace and ultimately the bones will be left for the dust, they shall still rise. Yes. That's why Abraham said, I don't care the way I enter in. How to come out is my concern.
What do you say? You don't have insurance. Say, I have assurance. Yeah, I don't believe I know where that one is.
You have not heard about that one. Say which company is it? Eternal Life Assurance. Where is the company at? Is it Glory?
That's when he now understood. The man is dull of hearing. He said, Billy, that one is fine. He said, boy, who put you there in the grave? See, I'm not bothered about how I get this.
Moses and Elijah, were they buried? They said, there's no buried there. The other one stopped them from rising. They rose. Not only did they rose, go allow them to see them as they are going.
Oh, man.
Whether they was in Rome or arena at Rome, or whether they were in the tropical jungles of the south or in the frozen regions of the north, they will rise from the dead and be changed and be brought up. And the living shall be changed in a moment. A twinkling of an eye. When just twinkling means when you bat your eyes once. At the bat of eyes once. That's how it is. And be caught up together. Look at the missionaries that died down there in the fields of Africa. Look at them that is died up yonder in the frozen regions of the north. Look at them that died in the arena all over the world, in the Congo and all across the world. They have died everywhere. China, Japan, around the world, and the coming of the Lord will be universal. This rapture way. Watch the changing. There will be two in the bed. I will take one and leave one.
May that never happen in your home.
The same moment, there will be two in the field. I will take one and leave one. That is one on the dark side of the earth and one on the light side of the earth. That is, some will be during the day, some will be during the night. It doesn't stop God from changing the way he wants to change. It doesn't stop God from waking the way he wants to wake. Glory to God. It will be a universal rapture. Yes. The rapture will be all together, but after the resurrection and the rapture has set it. Amen.
We have said before, like the prophet said, who is this Melchizedek? That if you have died and you have entered into your theophany, say the theophany comes to the earth to pick up the redeemed body. And if you are here, you pick up your redeemed body and meet the theophany. Glory to God. It will be a wonderful time.
What do we have that is actually that we are to face now?
The prophet said, rapturing faith.
In the 53 them, when Abraham was speaking, he said, we don't even have enough faith for divine healing, let alone rapturing faith. Something must happen. He keeps saying at that time, something must happen.
Let me just read one or two quotes, and then I will read the 60 old.
Israel and the church part 4, paragraph 73. And I believe we are on the borderland tonight. I was wondering about all my meetings and things, how I had to cancel them out. I truly believe before the church can have a rapture, it's got to have rapturing faith. We can't even have faith for divine healing, let alone rapturing faith. We got to have a faith that will change and quicken this body and be taken away. I believe there is a church on its road tonight, a power of the living God, that men will speak the word here and there, and it will flash like lightning. And a church is coming out, not a psychologist, not some of these put on, may believe, but a real, true, genuine, anointed Holy Ghost called out church. Amen.
The prophet says it's on his road.
Yes, sir, it's on his road. Let me read from God commissioning Moses, paragraph 41. Say, I just have a little testimony before the prayer line. And just at the time that the promise was ready to be fulfilled, the Israelites were faring presumptuously down in Egypt. Listen close.
Everybody made this Nigeria good. Let things be wonderful.
Now, so it was one time in Egypt with Israelites. But Abraham said, they were faring presumptuously. They were enjoying the riches of Egypt. They were getting along all right. All the great prestige that Joseph had had before the king by saving Egypt in the 7 years of famine, and God had given favor. But when there come time for the promise to be fulfilled, there raised up a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph, and they begin a persecution. That is why the Bible says that it is God that put up kings and bring them down. The one that is to do his will at a particular time is the one that put him there. Of course, we can say the president is bad, but put him there. He put him there. And we might have a worse one after this one, if there is time. Because Abraham has said that God says, Lord, he says, this will never improve until the rapture. He says, it go worse all the time. So, this guy, Samuel, you can't preach it where the politicians, this one, because they say this one doesn't have a good message for Nigeria. They always say, want somebody to preach the message of hope, things will be better. But the Bible doesn't say like that. Things will go worse. They are raised up a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. And they begin a persecution. And in course in the persecution, that caused the people to go to crowding together and pray in Egypt. When the persecution was getting greater, he made people to now be coming together. Abraham explained to us that when that time was on, when they are beating, blood flowing in their body, when they come back home, that Anna will still leave his foot and go and pray upstairs first. Most of the night they will use it to pray. They will go to God during the day and be tortured. They are crying for the deliverer. This one we are still fine. Most of you are still wearing beautiful dresses now because you have money to still buy it. You say they gave me because the person that gave you the money get the money. If you don't get for himself, how does he give you? This thing that happened in Egypt, it was God that did it. That same God is he coming to do it in this our time. That things will tighten. There will be a tightening. Billionaire. One day you will not have access to your money. You will look at the money like this, like you look at the television. You won't have access to the money. Have they not shown you the preview of it before? Have you not seen the preview of it in this country before? When you see your money grow like this, so they say you cannot withdraw. Jehovah God has his plan. If you like, do the way you want. When the time comes, things will get worse. And of course, in the persecution, people begin to crowd together and pray. And always persecution strengthens the cause. It has been through the age. Persecution. When the persecution comes, those that cannot fast, they will not be able to fast. And they will be able to pray. Faith will now increase. God will be rejoicing. People will be sorrowing. Angels will be saying glory to God in their eyes. Do you love the Lord? At God. It is thus saith the Lord, it will come to pass.
If you don't want that one, quickly go now. Go and sleep. Now, if you don't want that one, oh yeah, go and sleep now. When that guy call you, he wake you out of your sleep. You go sleep now. The scripture will cover you. They that are asleep, the Lord God will wake them up. The prophet says, I have a great faith to believe that one day, before the coming of the Lord, that our little differences will be settled. God may have to let communities sleep all together, but something will take place that will make us all one act and one accord. Something, I don't know the thing, but Jehovah God knows what to do. Some years back, I will not give details. We were talking, and somebody said, lost confidence. I said, well, confidence is the answer of God. If God wants us to be together, you know what to do. And God did something, and we are together. I won't say more than that. It's an extract one time. Amen. I want to read one or two quotes more. Why Christ speak? The one in July 14, 1963. Because there are two why Christ speak. But July 14, 1963, paragraph 49. Just as we know now, as a man asked me a few moments ago about the coming and the rapture, we know. We have lived the time out. At the time of the rapture is at hand. And we are looking for a rapturing faith that can pull the church together and give it some supernatural strength that can change these bodies that we live in. There is coming something. All these are the plan of Jehovah God. He will carry it out by himself. Without any of our effort. When we see God that can raise the dead off the floor or out of the yard and bring him back to life again and present him before us, when we see a God that can take a cancer that is eat a man to a shadow and raise him up to a strong edema, that ought to give natural faith to the people. That when that life flashes from the sky and the trumpet sounds, the body of Christ will be quickly gathered together and changed in a moment and taken into the heavens. Yes, there is going to be something like that happen. And our schools of theology can never produce that. Amen. See if I've just... Alright, spiritual food, this is paragraph 4. And I want you to get built up now in these holy oracles of God, in the faith. The faith of this hour, the faith is going to take more faith than ever was in any age. For this has to be rapturing faith to be taken up. And so we want you to believe tonight in all that you have seen, heard, the word that you have heard preached, the signs and wonders that you have seen done. We want you to accumulate all that together in your heart and consider it, whether it be of God or not. Amen. Oh, the time is coming soon, friends, that something will happen. Something will happen. The prophet says, this our bodies is like an old coat. That when you are done using the coat, you hang it. But according to the scriptures, when this earthly tabernacle will be dissolved, another one is waiting. The prophet says, if you are to travel somewhere, maybe for holiday or whatsoever, you have to make some bookings. They call it reservation. Book a room for me. I will spend so number of days. This and that. If you make some places, you make late booking, they tell you that all the rooms are booked. So, if you see somewhere else, if you don't see, if this is the only option, then you are out of the program. A prophet said, all of us have to make a reservation. In John 14, Jesus told the disciples, he said, I'll go away to go and prepare a place for you. He said, when I finish preparing, I will come back again and receive you unto myself. So that where I am, you will also be there also. The disciples, one of them said, look, he was saying, then you know the way, and where I go, you know. The way we don't know. Where you say you don't know. Say, you don't know what? I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Whosoever has seen me, has seen the Father. Philip said, look, we can see you with this our eyes. We didn't see no Father. Show us that Father will be satisfied. He said, Philip, so I've been this long time with you, all the services you have been attending. You say you are still not know me. You don't know that the Father I'm talking about is in me. Even the disciples, they do also understand. But it is only that seed in them that made them to keep following Christ. If something tell you that this message of their word is the truth, even though you don't understand, follow anyhow. The thing is that feeding the rich young ruler, that was the last instruction when he came. He said, you want to have eternal life. Jesus said, go and keep the law. He said, which of them? I mean, there are other laws that I don't know. If this one you are saying, I've kept all of them from my youth up. The Bible said Jesus looked at him and loved him. He said, but you still lack one thing. So he was waiting for the one thing. What do you lack? Why don't you have assurance of eternal life now? If you don't have, it means that you lack one thing. What is the thing that you lack? It may not be the same thing that rich young ruler lack, but you lack something. That is why you are not possessed of eternal life now. So go and sell all that you have and give to the poor. You have treasure in heaven. Then you come, carry your cross and follow me. This man, what does he poor like himself? He doesn't have bank account. He doesn't have anything. So he just wants me to come also to his level. Look at the sample. If he has followed Christ, he will have followed him to the instruction of the upper room. He will have received eternal life from there. He will have been among the bride. But at this junction, the thing he lacked, he was told. How many people is God directly talking to like that? He has the privilege to meet the author of life, the creator of heaven and earth, and to hear direct conversation, and to hear exactly where he remains. We that are sitting down here, if Jesus will appear in these shoes that are wearing now, and we mention you, this is what you lack, this is what you lack, this is what you lack, many of us will be offended. I am telling you, many will be offended. See the way he exposes me. This is an open shame. This is ridiculous. This is embarrassment. This is uncivilized. In a public place like this, in the press, instead of him to call me to a corner and say, bro, or see this, and that. See the way you openly don't disgrace you. That is how it happens all the time. This one we never mention name, so we say he's talking about it. If you don't want to be spoken about, why are you in church? You think we come to play here? Yeah? Why are you in church? Don't splash water on me. They say you don't go to the river. You come to the river, water will splash on you. But that is not provided way. When Naaman came for this cleansing, he was told what to do. He was offended. If not for the servant, he would have gone back with his leprosy. May God be merciful unto you. A raptured faith. I will ask. Ready. The preview of the bride. But we are familiar with it. Brother Abraham mentioned it in this psalm. You see, look at the time. I know some want to be ready. Some are looking at the time. That is where we are. But I think less people slept in this service anyway. So we thank the Lord for His presence. I will just bow our face. One day, Abraham, because he has preached, and people are not yielding, people are not changing, people continue their way, heady, high-minded, and the rest of it, worldliness and all sorts of things. But one day God come to him that, I want to encourage you. Do you want to see past the content? Say it to strengthen my heart. He saw himself come out of his body. And he saw the wife lying beside his body. And he entered another dimension. He broke to a place where he saw everybody there young. No gray hair there. That's why he said between age 18 and 21. In the full strength. We can't even compare them to 18, 21 years. These 18, 21 that I had, they don't get strength. These are the people that from here to Joseph, they are looking for lift. That's not where we are. It's not comparable with them at all. The comparison is just maybe they just see the shape and the appearance. But for strength, not strength. This was the city that he had. Those people are in the prime of their age. Nothing like sorrow, nothing like sadness, nothing like worry, nothing like hunger, nothing like tiredness, nothing like I need this one, nothing. Everything was wonderful. Consider a condition that you don't have a need. When you don't have a need, that condition does not exist here on earth except a little baby that is not conscious of his need. He has need, but he's not conscious of it. But in that place, there is no need. And he saw people in thousands rushing to him, our precious brother. And the voice that was speaking to him said that, these are your people. Brothers, are these all brothers? He said, no. Not Brahmas, but at least some people. These are your converts. Or in other words, those that believe the message that you are preaching. That is why when that voice, through that prophecy that Danny Erin spoke, that you and those that follow you, I am part of it. All that you love, all that love you, say God has given them to you. I am part of it. I love Brother Branham. I love the message he brought. I have been given unto him to be presented to Jesus Christ at that day. Nothing will stop it. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And so shall it be. This message is my life. It's my all in all. It has quenched my past. It has brought satisfaction. It has changed my life. Satan can stand before me. And I will tell him that the prince of this world coming, he has no part in me. The prophet said, all that we slept now is for us to lay in the presence of the Son. S-O-N and be ripe. That's why we come to church. That's why we read the message. That's why we read the Bible. That is why we pray. That is why we serve God. Because we have to lay in His presence to be ripened. How does seed get ripened? Seed is ripened by a certain sun that God turned on at the time of the ripening of the seed. The heat of every sun in every month is not the same. There is the heat of the sun when you are planting. There is the heat of the sun when you are to harvest. If the heat of the sun and the harvest come at the planting, it will kill the seed. But God is a perfect designer.
Now, with the fullness of the word, with the simplicity of the word, with the plainness of the word, don't run away from it. Come and lay in the presence of this S.O.N. Here is the shout going on. If you hear this shout and it make a meaning to you, when the voice of resurrection, which is the same word, will go forth, it will also quicken your body. Whether you are dead or you are alive, it will quicken your body. The prophet said, I can hear the coming of the combine. What is the combine? The combine is an harvester. The harvester is coming very soon. This thing we are talking about will come to its full manifestation. It has been spoken, so shall it be. I'm thinking of the rapture. Shall we rise? Hymn number 7.
Somebody feel good, but these are the truth of the Almighty God. As all the prophecies that we have seen in the past have manifested, so will this one also be. And it is right here at the corner. Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Are you part of them that Jehovah is walking upon? Are you having some supernatural feeling around you? When you bring this message to read, or you hear it preach, or you listen to tape, you feel some anointing. You feel some inclusion. Is there something that is witnessing to you that you are part of this world? When you carry the scripture and you begin to think of what Jehovah has said in our generation about them, how do you feel? The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. It has been spoken. The prophet said, let it be done. He said, it has been spoken. So shall it be. This thing can happen any moment from now. You see, eyes are on Israel now. The war is going on here and there. Jehovah is watching over the 144,000. Nothing will happen to them. No matter how many, whatever they told there, nothing will happen to them. They must wait until Moses and Elijah come. All the nations, if they like, let them be against Israel. In vain are they against them. When there is need for Jehovah to physically appear, they will see him. He will display his presence. He will display his power. He will prove to them that you can't defeat his purpose. What does it cause him to useless all the ammunition? You get there, you start it, it doesn't start. Despite all the money, what are you going to do? Is the hand of the Almighty God. If you fire, it does not fire. The same God that made the bullet of the prophet not to fire when he wanted to kill others, he has power to release and power to bind. He has power to close and power to open. That same God is alive. He's watching over every one of us who want to perform. Nothing can bypass him. If you see anything in your life that is contrary to what the Holy Ghost will do, cry unto God that Jehovah should remove it from you. So that you will not be an escort. Young men, young women, the power of the enemy true is heavy in this generation. But remember that the power of God is greater than that of the enemy. If you surrender yourself unto God, God will make use of you. If you yield yourself unto the devil, the Bible will have an answer for you. So whosoever you yield yourself, servants to obey, that is whose servant that you are. The Lord needs you. He needs your testimony. If you can yield unto him, if you can surrender to him, if you can humble yourself, listen to the instruction of God's word and follow them religiously on daily basis, then it will be well with your soul. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, beside those at the altar and know they come for whatever which the Lord sees their heart. If there be someone in the audience that would like to be remembered in prayer, will you just lift your hand to God and have your request in your heart? We have spoken about Jehovah God, which we are in church. And God knows what is going on in our heart. He has enough resources to meet with all our needs in abundance, more than the way we could even ask. Then they ask for one thing, God gave him answer of everything to the end. That is the God that we serve. Our gracious eternal Father, we are grateful unto you for this hour. Your word is the truth. There is no age like this. As dark as it is, yet you promise light in the evening time. And by your grace, we have seen the light. As your word spoke unto us, that children of light walk in the light as he is in the light. We thank you for the light of your word. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your majesty. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness. We bless your holy name. Thank you for Malachi 4. Thank you, O living God, for Lord, having us, your children in mind. Now you say you will send unto this generation Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come. Otherwise, say you will smite this house with a curse. Thank you, because of us, you will not smite the house with a curse. You have sent Elijah. The chain has been torn. We are grateful unto you. The shout, the word that you have sent to us is music unto our soul. Even the rod and the staff, they are comfort unto us. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for this little portion this morning that has gone forth. May your spirit water it in our heart. May it bring forth after his kindness. Those that are at the altar, they came for something. Thou art God that said, whosoever cometh to me, I will know as cast out. May you meet them at the point of their needs. The hands that are up, defiling the law of gravity. Lord Jesus, there is a request behind in everyone's heart. It cannot be the same, but request and request. And that Almighty God that knows us individually, you know every thought in our heart. You know our desires. You know our needs. Lord, because you say that when we ask, we shall receive. When we see, we shall find. When we knock, it shall be opened unto us. The request of your people that made them to defy the law of gravity and raise their hand up and lift it up unto you. Lord, signify the request that they have in their hand. Jehovah God, may you meet it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn their request to testimonies, to the glory and the honor of your name. It's our prayer, dear Father. When this great event will happen, may none of us be found wanted. May every family be complete in our prayers. All that we are testifying to, our loved ones, the people we have told these stories, that to them is not clear. Dear Jesus, we don't want it to be like the children of Lot in Sodom. When Lot went out to talk to them, oh Jehovah God, the Bible said that his words were like a fiery tale to them, and fire consumed them. Let it never be the portion of our people. May you remember every one of them. May you change the situation. May you cause a turnaround to them, Father. Grant it, King of Glory. It's our prayer that at that time, at that day, the family will not be broken, dear Father. We that are here in the faith, strengthen our faith. Keep us in your presence. Ripen us, oh Father. There be any green seeds in our life. May the Holy Spirit, by the word of God, bake it out, oh Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. You said the word that has gone out of your mouth will never return to you, God. As we accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you have sent it. May this word prosper in the souls of your children. Blessed be your wonderful name. The last service of the day, a couple hours' time, bring us again and send your blessings upon us. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. It's good to be here, isn't it? Sing an amen. Check out. Mighty. God bless you. We just sing a simple hymn and then we leave. I think we are singing 174. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin. On my way to that first city, when the saints go marching.